What are you reading? Have you got a book waiting on your bed table right now? Why don't we visit some bookstores, those inviting playgrounds for young and old? In Honolulu, Base Bookshop is the art, architecture, fashion, and design bookstore every vibrant city needs. Finally, we've got one. Native Books has what you need in Hawaii and Pacific titles. These two gems just opened on Nu'uanu Avenue. And there's been quite the buzz around Village Books and Music at Ward. It's the new Friends of the Library of Hawaii pop-up, bringing the thrills and chills of the summertime McKinley book sale to a cool 10,000-square-foot retail environment. Nainoa Mau is executive director of Friends of the Library. Nainoa says the bookshop downtown at the Arts at Marks will stay open, too, on an honor box system.
Arts at Marks has been a great foot in the door, but it does have its limits on size. So we are looking for something bigger, not quite this big. So this is amazing for the 3 months, and then hopefully we'll move to something more manageable. In September, we closed on a brand new, new to us warehouse in Iwile. We bought it. And so it's our permanent home. It's 12,000
square feet.
And hopefully it's much more convenient for donors and volunteers.
How is Friends of the Library doing?
We've kept busy for sure during the pandemic, but we did in May launch a online bookstore. And so since the end of May, we've been selling about 20,000 books we've sold online so far. It's all curbside pickup, and you know, people were hungry for books during the pandemic, and we tried to meet that need. Yeah.
I'm sure the library has been so busy digitally.
There were over 1 million ebooks circulated last year. So that is a new milestone for them. And they brought out streaming services like Canopy. They made Ancestry.com available from home. It's still available until the end of March, I think. So they've really been bringing in new digital resources.
These libraries that are such a community lifeline, like Kauna Kakai Library, think about, we're so attached to our libraries. And so the mission of Friends of the Library is to support them.
Right. We do that mainly through providing programming. And so the libraries have moved to digital programming, virtual programming, and into April, they're rolling out genealogy programs. They have, I think, 5 or 6 genealogy virtual programs coming up in the next month. Those should be fun for people who are at home and researching their ancestry. Summer reading programs, all of the different performers that come in, continuing education for librarians. So institute days for the library staff, those are funded by Friends of the Library of Hawaii.
Any idea how librarians have been doing?
They are resilient, and they have been working to make their spaces available and safe. Those services are vital. Like you said, those rural libraries, they're kind of struggling now with the state budget cuts. The library actually has personnel shortages. And so keeping those rural branches open is tough when you don't have enough staff. That's the key thing with the library's budget, is just making sure that they have the funding to keep the staff there. A lot of the Hawaii State Library staff are still processing unemployment claims.
Are libraries open?
They are. So you can visit the library for 45 minutes at a time, and they're called wiki visits. And so you can zoom in, get whatever materials you're looking for, use the computers, use the copiers. The library staff then clean the high touch spaces for 15 minutes, and then you can make another appointment. Yeah, and they've also made Wi-Fi available in their parking lot. So they've extended the Wi-Fi beyond the buildings, recognizing that it's really obvious, you know, how important a connection is. If you don't want to go in, you can still order your books online and just pick them up at the front.
Was there any thought to continuing that forever? I don't know.
They may. It is convenient. They've got the system down.
Tell me what people love when they come to your book sales.
Obviously, the rare and hard to find materials are what people are looking for, the out of print materials. Our Hawaiiana collection has a lot of vintage Hawaiiana books or Pacific books that are not widely circulated. A lot of them are no longer in print, and so those are really sought after. Vinyl, we have a huge vinyl collection, more than 8 pallets of vinyl here. Ready to be put out.
And really?
It's exciting. We have 45s. We have a huge collection of CDs and DVDs. And then what's really, I think, striking when you come to the store is the amount of art that we have. So donated works of art. We have lined the store with paintings. About 200 paintings are on the walls. And we have about 50 washi dolls. It's a big collection of Japanese paper dolls or washi dolls, beautifully handmade. And that's something new. We've never had that before.
Tell me the price range of your books.
You can still find dollar books out there. I've seen a few quarter books still lingering out there, but mostly they're priced around the $3 range.
Yeah, people who love your operation at McKinley are just going to be so happy to have this to go to all the time. Congratulations on this. I'm sure it was a giant operation getting it together. You're good for 3 months and then we'll figure out what's next, right?
Yep. And one other thing, we're looking for volunteers. So we've got a great base of volunteers from our book sales. If anybody else is willing to volunteer, we are happy to have you.
Nainoa Mao, Executive Director of Friends of the Library of Hawaii. The Hawaii State Federal Credit Union is sponsoring Village Books and Music there at Ward. 100,000 books, 50,000 records. I saw an Yvonne Cheng painting there. CDs, DVDs, the whole thing. Inventory switches regularly. They're in the former Pier 1 import space, Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays, 10 to 5. We'll post a link with this story. Like I'm on Maui. And I had a little fun chat with Joanne Carroll of Maui Friends of the Library, Lahaina. They just opened a new space at the outlets of Maui. Maui Friends have three locations, the largest at Queen Kaahumanu Centers, known for its huge selection. Carroll says international travelers make fascinating donations, and Australians especially ship boxes of books home from their vacations on Maui. On Kauai, have you ever been to Talk Story Bookstore? The westernmost bookstore in the United States. It's been in the old Yoshiura store building near the center of Hanapepe town since 2006. Ed Justice runs it with his wife, Yuriko. Talk Story was voted the number one shopping destination on Kauai by TripAdvisor at one point, but Ed says last year was kind of a little different.
Well, it's been a challenge for sure. I mean, I think that's the nature of business is we have to adapt. And we don't really have any choice. For 6 weeks, we were forced to be closed because bookstores are considered non-essential. They were on the list of non-essential entities, which libraries were too. And when we were allowed to suddenly reopen, basically with no inflow of tourism, our income dropped 90%. So we had to figure out how we were going to cover all of our expenses. So we ended up having to send back, I'd say, 95% of the new books we had pre-purchased and planning for a big year in 2020. And I ended up selling some personal things as well, just to try to make ends meet. I was able, thankfully, to get the PPP loan. But you know, I think the hardest part for us was getting through that period right during the shutdown and right after that. We had no idea how to cover all those expenses that we had made in preparation for a big year. And then we had to make sure we got the rent. And it was a lot to juggle. And we didn't know if there was going to be any loans or any forgiveness options. So thankfully, we're operating now at about 20% of our former revenue. You know, we've been able to cut costs and, you know, operating 5 days a week instead of seven. I'm here every day now instead of having employees here. And we've basically been focusing more on selling our used and vintage and rare products that we have. And I think it's as opposed to purchasing a lot of the new books, because buying a lot of the new books, you have to pay a lot more to get it in order to sell it in the store. So it's better for us than selling the used and the vintage. And we've been doing more online sales as well. My wife, Yuriko, she's been doing a lot of social media for the store. So there's been people checking us out on Instagram. We actually discovered a really cool site Kona Bay Books is the one that recommended this company called Bonfire. And Bonfire, they do print-on-demand merchandise. So we actually ended up selling lots of T-shirts and all kinds of other stuff that people could buy remotely. Even if they're not visiting, they were still able to purchase through our site. And we've also been very grateful that we've had many, many people just contribute to the story. Just they want us around, so they've gone to our website and hit the contribute button. And I'm just honored, and I'm humbled that people want to keep us going. You know,
Did you find that it's more work to do online sales?
Yes, it's always a lot of work to do online sales. It's a lot of time-consuming effort. It's a very tedious process, because as opposed to just looking up a book and putting a price on it and putting it on the shelf, I have to look at the book. I have to input all the information about it. I have to describe it. And then I have to make sure it's in the inventory system correctly. And it's definitely a lot more work in that regard.
What does Hana Pepe feel like these days?
It's quieter. There's not been a Friday night since March of last year.
Oh, those used to be just such a great time. Such a cruise. Island style. Lots to eat. Lots to look at. Wow, that's a bit of a loss. How many people would you see on a Friday night before?
We were probably having at least 500 people every Friday night. And that was every Friday night, not once a month or once a year. It's every single Friday night. So it just became this real cool happening that both visitors and locals would come and enjoy. And lots of good food. And it was really cool. People really loved it. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to it reopening.
Bookstores are kind of known as community gathering spots.
Our goal in the store is always to have something for everybody. And so we don't discriminate on what we bring in. We just basically try to find the best condition of what it is and put it on the shelf. And so we have kind of anything and everything. And people really love that. So it's real fun to see people come in and they'll discover something that they didn't even know they were looking for. You're like, oh man, I love this. I've got to have this. And I think that's why people love shopping bookstores. It's that joy of discovery. You know, it's that kind of discovery that you don't get when you're just clicking a mouse on a computer, right? It's just different. It's a different whole experience.
It's like finding something out about yourself.
Yeah. I mean, books in a way are kind of the most personal purchase you could ever make. It's a reflection of what's in your mind.
Ed Justice is the proprietor of Talk Story Bookstore in Hana Pepe, Hawaii. We're taking a swing around Hawaii's independent bookstores, and basically Books in Hilo is a must. It's a family operation. In 2020, Christine Reed celebrated 35 years in business with her husband, David, and daughter, Stacy. It's down to the three of them now, and Reed says that's how it's been since March 20th last year.
We weren't the ones that were home gardening and baking and reading that giant stack of books. We were here every day, inputting data, contacting vendors. You know, we spent a solid 2 months just making this happen. But in many ways, it was really a silver lining because we were able to use that time really wisely and reposition ourselves for the future.
Well, knowing how you did do business, it makes me really feel like you're bringing the best to your new business. What do you see as some of the new avenues, Christine?
Well, we're still not quite ready to launch our online store because we're very busy in the brick and mortar store. We reopened the store in June and it was a little slow to begin, but we decided to pull out all the stops for the holidays and we brought in a lot of educational toys and books and science kits, all the new books that were coming out, and people really responded. We had a wonderful holiday season. A lot of customers came in and said they wanted to shop local. Having this concept really be embraced by the community, I think, was one of the other social silver linings that we've seen. While we were closed, people were coming to do curbside pickup, and we were selling tons of puzzles and family games, children's workbooks. You could see that people were really scrambling, but also embracing this time with their families. So as soon as puzzles arrived, they went out the door, to the point that publishers were out of puzzles. So that was really good. I would say our business has come back maybe 75% or something. Serendipitously, it just happened that in May, the University of Hawaii Press released several very significant books. That really helped our sales right there in the beginning. Their two-volume Davita Malo Mo'olelo book came out, The Diaries of Queen Liliuokalani. Those just hit the market right at that time. So that certainly was a boost for us. Since our focus is Hawaii, we really have been a resource here for many years. So that is still what drives our sales, our books about Hawaii.
On the local publishing scene, though, what else has kind of gotten you excited that came out last year, Christine?
Oh, okay. Well, Mutual brought out a book on blackwater diving. And then one of their best books was a children's book called 6 Feet Together. And it talks about how we have to be 6 feet apart, but we can still be together. A local author came out with a new book on sugarcane called Ko, an ethnobotanical guide. A professor here of English brought out her novel. That's about the Palace Theater and the Wizard of Oz. And it's called No Place Like Home. And it was just, it's a charming, easy to read novel that really reflects Hilo. I was really excited about that. There's been a big uptick in books about gardening and traditional use of plants. Fishing. The moon calendar this year sold out, was reprinted by Prince Kuhio Hawaiian Civic Club, and we're still continuing to sell it. So you can see the interest in gardening and growing things has exploded. The other thing we noticed a lot of is there's a lot of introspection right now. People are buying tarot and oracle cards, books on spirituality, books on self-help. Through all of the changes of the past year, people are looking for ways to center themselves and make sense of all the changes that we're going through and reach for, you know, a positive outcome.
Has there been anything new on that sort of spiritual quest front?
The big exciting book that came out was Nana Ike Kumu 3. This is the third of the series of books that was originally written by Mary Kavena Pukui. And it's been, I think, 40 years since the publication of volume 2. And this one was just released by the Queen Liliuokalani Trust. It sold out instantly. So it's been reprinted, and we just received our stock of it last week. So it's back in print. And it's about Ho'oponopono, and people are really resonating with this concept in today's world. I really feel like bookstores are the heart of a community. And I'm just so happy I've been able to spend my adult life surrounded by books. I wish I had time to read more, which I don't. But my latest read, I'm going to have to show you this.
Please.
So exciting. So this new book called Codebreaker is about Jennifer Doudna, who grew up here in Hilo and just won the 2020 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her work on gene editing and the CRISPR technology. So here she is, a local Hilo girl, and she won the Nobel Prize. Our island is very unusual in the book world. We actually have 5 bookstores. Hilo is basically books that has new books. In Kona, it's called Kona Stories. It's run by 2 women, Joy and Brenda. It's mostly new books. It's in Keaho Shopping Center. But there's a really great used bookstore that's starting to do some new, and it's called Kona Bay Books. In Hilo, the other used bookstore is Big Island Book Buyers. and that's owned by Mary. And then a brand new store just opened in downtown Hilo. It was a store that was out in the industrial area that a new family that's just moving to Hilo bought and moved downtown. It's called Turn the Page, right below the Palace Theater. And I went in and walked through and met the owner, and it's delightful. So now on our island, we have more bookstores than anywhere else in the state, I think. I think that says a lot.
Stand proud and be ready to have that record challenged.
We have a very strong connection and a very open communication among all the booksellers on the island. We totally support each other. We refer people to each other. We're happy to have colleagues. They're not considered competitors. I think all over America, there's a real surge in the opening of small community curated independent bookstores.
Sounds like you're going to make it through this COVID period. I mean, what with scrambling all the different options together.
We are, you know, when people come in, we love seeing people who haven't seen each other in a long time meeting between our shelves. They say, please stay open so we can have a local bookstore to spend time in. And, you know, we plan to do just that, you know. We'll be here.
Christine Reed owns Basically Books in Hilo, Hawaii.
Support for The Conversation comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Chaminade University and Hastings and Pleadwell, a communication company.
These days, community is more important than ever. One way you can stay connected is by joining HPR's Generation Listen. It's a group of younger listeners who create events for like-minded fans of public radio. Gen Listen is currently looking for leadership team candidates on all islands. If you're interested in learning more about this volunteer position, send an email to hprgenlisten@gmail.com.
Bookstores become such community hubs, it can be hard to imagine them disappearing, but they do. Kalele Bookstore and Divine Expressions in the heart of Kauna Kakai closed last spring. I heard that owner Terry Waros had lost her housing just before closing the store and planned to pitch a tent in a friend's yard for a while. She originally went to Molokai as manager of Molokai Ranch Lodge 17 years ago. She worked there for 3 years.
When I left the ranch, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to leave Molokai. And someone asked me one day, they said, well, just what do you want? I said, I just want a store. And I'm like, oh, that's it. Oh, what kind of store? A bookstore, because I've always loved books. And it grew from that.
What? Into a divine expression.
and the divine expressions was important to me. My friend laughed at me. She goes, you're so Portuguese. You know, I always talk too much. It was important because it was more than just books. We have wonderful talent on this island, and the art is remarkable. And that, it, to me, is an expression of the divine. And our aloha is an expression of the divine. And it was an important part of Kalele.
How did you know which books to bring in?
You know, I drove my contractor crazy. He was a former classmate. I want a bookshelf from one end to the other and a fireplace. A fireplace in Kauna Kakai. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, yeah, because I want it to feel like home. He made my dream come true. And then I had this huge bookshelf, and I was doing it all on my own. I didn't have any help. Banks wouldn't help. They all laughed at me. It was great resume, great business plan, but a bookstore on Molokai. It was amazing, the prejudice. So anyways, didn't have a lot of money, and I spent like $2,000 on new books. And two boxes came, and I have this whole bookshelf to fill. And I'm like, uh-oh. And people in the community said, Terry, we like to recycle. And so it was always a community-supported used books. Then what I spent money on was children's books. That was important to me, and Hawaiian books.
I remember I bought my first bamboo toothbrush at your place.
Oh, that's right. Weren't those the best?
Yes. Well recommended by
Yes, Dr. Volk.
Who was such a great public radio supporter. So many people you got to know through your store, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing that was important to me was that it was a gathering place. It ended up to be that, very much so. Magic happened in that place, and a lot of it was because of the people who gathered there. You never know who's going to come in that day, and they're looking for something. And I don't know why, but 9 times out of 10, the person they needed to talk to would be sitting in my store. It's just magic all the time. But that's Molokai. See, we're different than the other islands. I don't know if that would happen everywhere.
How do you mean that?
Well, it's because we're a small community and we only have one town. So everybody ends up there sooner or later. You know, you have to go grocery shopping or get gas for the car or something. So it's a small knit community. And there's a very deep mana, and it goes back to ancient times to Molokai. I mean, one of our names is Molokai Pule O'o, the place of powerful prayer. I have my own experiences, and then I have those that others have shared with me. And that mana holds true to today. It's passed through the kupuna here, who've embraced me and taught me the real aloha, aloha ike kahi, ike kahi, to love one another. And when you live that way, all kinds of potential comes, in my experience.
I think of you, I mean, your experience hanging on to the side of a cliff for 8 hours. You've had time to think about all this. When your dog stumbled off a cliff there, Kalaupapa Lookout.
Yeah.
You were what, supported by 1 foot and one?
I was holding on to a root, yeah. I literally was holding on for dear life. But do you know what the best part of the story? Well, the best part is that my friend came driving down. What the heck's Terry's car doing here at 1:30 in the afternoon when I walked the dogs at 6:30 in the morning, right? But the best part of the story was I literally was hanging on the side of the cliff, and the firemen were like, okay, hold on, Auntie, hold on. And by this point, I'm like, I don't know how much longer I can hold on. We're coming, we're coming, they said. And the first responder who got to me was the young man who was raised in my neighborhood. And he's on a lifeline. He's bobbing in front of the horizon. And he goes, hi, Auntie Terry.
And there's nothing but the wide open sky beyond him. Oh, my God.
Seriously, it was so surreal. And I'm like, Noah, I started to cry. And the other young man said, and my name's Trayvon. They were just so good. And that's what happens.
When you left the job at the lodge, you didn't have anything planned.
You left
the bookstore last March. Again.
Didn't have anything planned, but see, with Molokai again, and if I do it right, humbly, and ask for guidance, and trust, and believe. Kalele means to have faith. This is a community, a place of faith.
You're testing it out. You're living it. All right.
I am. And I'm so full of gratitude in it. If I can bore you with a story, but when it came to closing the store, The landlord wanted me out earlier than I had anticipated. And I was pretty wrecked after going through what I did with my house. And again, we're in the middle of COVID. And I went next door to Our Lady of Seven Sorrows, is one of the Catholic churches that Father Damien built. And buried behind the church is Auntie Kalwila Reyes. She's a beautiful lady, and she passed away a year ago, November. I went to her grave, and I told her in my mind my story, and I was so confused, and I didn't know what to do, and I felt her finger. I saw her, and I heard her voice, and she said, after living on this island for 17 years, you know how to do it with aloha and grace. And those two words held me just right above the level of water, right above the fray. They held me together in one piece. And that's the wisdom of the elders here. They share it generously to those who want it. Molokai provides. You know, it's so beautiful how it works here. Whatever you got, you give, you share. And it's like aloha. The best part about sharing aloha is the more you give, the more you have. And that's what works on Molokai.
We started the hour thinking through the hate and fear that seems to be spreading across the country. And we're ending up on Molokai with Terry Warros, a former owner of Kalele Bookstore and Divine Expressions, Kaunakakai. It's a good place to be.